Blog Talk Radio. Oh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do something a little bit different here tonight. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad that the Blog Talk lady went ahead and got her foolishness out the way early. We're about to go ahead and get off into this show. We're going to do something a little bit different tonight. Y'all may have noticed that we are not Van and J-Rob. We're wishing our brothers the best. They're down for a hot second, but you know them two, they are never out. But before we go ahead and get into that, we're going to get into a little bit of music, and we ask that y'all go ahead and put up with our smoke. Tonight it's going to be Mr. Metaphoria and Just J.
At this time, I daydream about last time. How last time I asked of you to save all you had for me. Until next time. For next time will be a blessed time, for we will begin where we left off last time. This time spent is more than just a past time, and once again I will ask of you to save everything. Until next time, because as long as we have next time, this time will never be the last time. If you love me, don't speak it. I will wait until next time to receive it. The truth that lies within your eyes is free of lies, but I will wait until next time to believe it. If you want to fall into my arms, please wait. To hold you within my loving embrace is what I long for. The anticipation is written all over my face. But I will wait until next time. Let's make love this time, but not orgasm until the next. Never-ending sex between us. Let's make love as if the sun has never seen us. As we save the morning sunrise. Until next time. I want to kiss you. Next time. I want to miss you. Until next time. I want to write prose about you within these lines and recite them to you. Next time. I want to fall in love with you greater than last time, this time, and twice as much as this time. Next time. I know you deserve all of me this time, and I give you my all, but I must ask for all of you. Next time. For as long as there's a next time, I will always see you again. Just allow me to daydream this time. Remember the love you have had for me since the last time. And give it all to me. Next time. Next time. Next time. Next time.
Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring. You ever think of that special someone in the phone rings and it's dumb? Wow. See, she's got me on her mind. I'm up in there. Yes, I'm walking with my socks off barefoot through her mind's garden. Well manicured. Have you ever walked on fantasy? Hers are touching. Got me tippy-toeing, guiding me. I'm guided.
her love's light guiding me, scene after scene leading me, sensual, visual, lavender, scents linger, kaleidoscoping in vivid monotones, in tune and in pace with every deliberate and forward step that I take through the warmth of this place called her, led by her, her desires, love, lust, ecstasy, see, she wants me to hurry up, but I take my time through her, enjoying every minute infinitely inside of her, intimately levitating as I traverse through her mind's garden. Her temperature warms me. The flames of her wantings flickering provocatively as this manhood, me, finds myself in self and self slowly stiffening. She left me the breadcrumbs of her life's fullest desires. I track them. She wants me to follow them in her mind. We are connected. I just read her thoughts, and when I find her, all that's required is that I supply her my forest and the loins of my trees, the veins that branch and its many splinterings. Wood is what she needs. She's a bonfire that must feed. The closer I reach to her campsite, the louder the sound of the crackling in those timbers smoldering in anticipation of having our two souls join in. She leads me. I follow. The scent of her nature, her marshmallows roasting, she leads me. My limbs, she controls them, so I follow her signal. When the feel of soft winds blowing, I'm in her, walking through the tenderness of her life's garden. I'm closer. I can feel her breathing erratically, her breath upon my skin, beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me, and mine quenches hers. We're both thirsty inside of her. I can feel everything that she's thinking. Every thought I'm having, she's feeling, and they're rushing now on purpose, streaming. Her white waters rapidly flooding her life story. See, she's been holding on, but now she's a dam that's bursting, and the white waters of her love's lakes have risen. She's coming, she's coming with me inside of her thoughts, surfing with my socks off, barefoot through her life's garden. She's coming. She's a tsunami. Her thoughts feed me, and mine feeds hers. You ever think of somebody special and the phone rings? She's walking through my mind's garden, feet well manicured, and my thoughts beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me as I walk through her mind's garden. For real.
No more poetry. Today I laid my pen down because no thoughts hit my mind. There was no way that I could find the quill to grip and begin to write these ambivalent thoughts. Now, ain't that a trip? The concept faded from memory that there was something that I wanted to say, something that I had to get off my chest, but I couldn't. But easy does it. These words don't formulate right away. They are corroded by the idea that no matter what I write about won't be remembered, won't be thought of past today. In other words, these words don't mean shit. They're pretty hollow. Because we have become accustomed to loving being mediocre, castrating our greatness for flip chips, dope whips, pretty chicks, and false bravado disguised to look like shiny new promises. Yet we still sell each other out like Africans trying to remain free while they enslave their enemies to supremacists on their way to the new land. So no, today there will be no more poetry. There can't be any poetry until we begin to break the mental chains that are still trapped on bottom of sunken ships, wrapped around the souls of our fathers that just yearn to be free. The souls that never made it to birth, that were supposed to inherit the earth, until we take responsibility for our savagery and stop recapitulating negative imagery and stop to hold each other accountable for the shit that we do as we pretend that we don't even see it. When we stop dehumanizing our women with misogynistic verses, raise our boys to be men to our families, show our daughters the true meaning of love thyself so that she don't meet men that reinforce the need to never date black men again and leave us for other women, and in some cases, men of other races, just to be loved the way that she deserves. When we define ourselves on our own terms and become the powerful sentients we know we are, when we go back to showing each other some love and respect to one another and not just for a few minutes because you hurt this shit. When we can get past the pain and strife because it shouldn't take another brother's death for any of you to appreciate life. And we can get out of each other's own damn way. Then there could be some poetry again. At least I hope so. At least I hope so.
This is poetic.
Abstract love. She's a tattoo of my mirror's reflection. Trying to find her direction, not knowing that her roadmap begins and ends with me, and we overlap at love's intersection. Given a permanent connection to why we are drawn together, and our permanent ink will never fade or blemish with time, because it's forged with an unbreakable bond outside of time, and that is love that flows as effortlessly as water, while our thirst is quenched while I'm kissing his daughter, holding my excitement, wiping away my resentment, cherishing the soliloquy of her unspoken words. Eternally we are so connected that all I heard ability to let go of our bond, that even a broken shattered glass was gone, and our tattoos branded across our souls with ink makes me close my eyes and not blink, cause that natural muscle reaction could come with tears of more broken metaphors of how she or I could hurt each other more, while glowing in the moonlight of heartache, trying to demonstrate a demonic kind of love exorcism that will remove all pain and all hurt, change my cynicism to realism. My tattoo imprint of her can never be removed, but I simply want her to be permanent, and I approve the message of unity and true love.
Chained to lust, usually I can't wait to break free, but chained next to you I can be me, a real unchained animal. 50 Shades is subliminal, the link in these chains. Forget the whip, baby, this tongue game is insane.
Mixed with fiery emotions and passion, but it's that love. It's never for the streets, made between the sheets. Yet we are greedy for more and never understand love forevermore. Cherish the love in your ink. Hold on to that which you seek. Abstract love.
sexy.
Our love was once a wide open highway that was previously a wide and spacious road that was started by kids cutting this way through the grass. To hear it is a comical distract. It's all abstract until it is your story that's being told. A thin line is cold that precipits volatile venomous spits and they drape like icicle sticks from high up atop a bottomless pit. And the path is ever slick, and each step is a potential slip with no handrails to grip. It's like unknowingly going on a one-way trip to the precipice of Everest without a stitch to protect from the elements. My love has dragged me here naked. How could this once love that I vigorously pursued turn about to hunt me? And every shot near my head ends with eh. I tried to miss. That's a way of saying you promised me happiness. Oh, why has my treasure that was once sweet to the palate become face-twisting bitterness? Extraness. It all reeks of excrement. My heart groans between screaming expletives as it drops and shatters with no one to pick it up. So I dust myself off, leaving more emotional blood in the dirt. What is my worth? Alive, but under the earth. Put it this way. If the sky is positive, the ground is neutral, then my graph should surely be negative. In this place where I am, there are sure to be raindrops there. Because I am underwater, strapped to a chair at the bottom of the Marianas, with my constant companion, despair. I have killed her honor by not being honest, and it is her pain that makes my heart break. She screams, pay attention in class. But the lesson is the handwriting on the wall. Poem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. You guys may have noticed by now that this is not to get down. Our good friends, J-Rob and Van Meadows, Mr. Poetic Poetic Van Meadows, they're off for tonight. They're dealing with a little bit of illness. We actively send all good prayers and stuff their way for them and their families. It's not an easy job coming in here to do this week after week. And to sacrifice this time. But it's a joy for them. So that's why they do it. But something strange and crazy happened tonight. Van, the station manager, went ahead and gave the keys.
Let me out the gate. Let me out the
gate. Let him out the gate. How you doing, Dave?
I don't know what they opened the door for, but God damn it, I am back. Boy, it's been a long time. I think I still remember how to do this shit, but we going to find out.
Let's make them regret it.
They knew. They knew once they let me in. It's, oh, shit. There's a hug.
Here we go again.
Yeah. But it's good to be back, man. I was wondering, I was hoping I didn't fall asleep while we started the show, because, you know, with them 17 tracks you played first, and then, you know, you said
that
might be
horrible.
He wasn't shit, you know. I know that fella. He wasn't shit. I mean, this time and last time and next time, I'm at that age that every next time might be the last time, you know.
So, I heard that.
The older you get, every time you wake up, everything don't wake up with you. So, you know, just saying, I'm 40 now, so I get to say old nigga shit. I call all the women at the grocery store Sugarfoot and shit like that. It'd be old 80-something-year-old white women. He ain't Sugarfoot. I can do that now.
And she responded in kind, I bet.
Yeah. The name is probably Gertrude or something, but shit, I call her Sugarfoot. They ain't Sugarfoot. She's limping her ass on through there with them Dennis pants on and them diabetic shoes.
I know. She know what she doing. She know what she doing.
Yes.
Man.
I was gonna say, shout out to the Get Down fellas, you know, and Danielle too, Miss VIP, all Epiphany. You know, we like the only two that's well really in Epiphany. Maybe me, you, and Gina. Everybody else got sick. I think what happened, they all drunk out to Mojave. Mojave had one of them adventurous Saturday nights that they let everybody sip from his cup and then fucked everybody up. So y'all blame Mojave for the missing Get Down show tonight.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Man, we got some callers in here already, man. But, you know.
Oh, cheers. Bring them in.
They ain't even raised my hand. I don't know how the hell I'm supposed to do that, man. They just sitting up here watching. I'm thinking they want to go ahead and see something bad jump off, man. But we're going to go ahead and hold off on that until necessary.
Yeah, one of y'all raise your hand. Don't be scared. Shit, act like we're giving away free cheese in this motherfucking. Raise your hand. I bet we have free cheese.
We don't need no groundswell.
Like hell.
Man.
How you been doing? What's going on your way? We're small talk a little bit to one of them raise their hand here.
Bro, man, I'm kind of rattled and disheveled, man. I just left from Jamal St. John. He's going to be the next interviewee over there at Small House of Poetry, man. Dude is so down to earth, man. When you hear his poetry, he'd scare the hell out of you, man, because he's so good at it. Man, you get to talking to that dude, man. He's just a regular dude, man, just liking regular stuff and the rest of that, man. So, yeah, just had a nice time doing that. I apologize. I was running behind on that. I almost couldn't tear myself away.
Well, I don't know about scaring the hell out of me. I ain't scared no niggas. Shit.
That nigga go hard, man. He go real hard. I mean, he's supernatural hard.
I've been here before, Jerry. Yeah, I've been here before.
I know you go hard, too, but he I don't know.
He's a motherfucking bootlicking trustee or no shit, you know. Let's not put the goddamn cart in front of the horse here, Jerry.
I'm trying not to, man, but, you know, sometimes it happens. You know, you'll go ahead and rear up, and then next thing you know, the cart in front of the horse, man. I'm like, man, I didn't even start out this way, but it ended up that way.
I know I'm old, but they ain't put me out to pasture yet, shit. I'm still here every once in a while.
Right. Hey, man, are you really selling panties to women?
I give them away at the shows.
Oh, but you don't sell them?
No, I just give them away at the shows. I mean, if the ladies get interested in buying, you know, shit, hell, I sell Jersey Cow cream if that's what the product here is going. But... yeah,
man. What got you to sell the panties, man? The
well, you know, I like doing shit at shows to make people like, what the fuck? So I give away them, they say on the front, right. Mr. Metaphor was here, and then they say on the ass and say, here too. I did chocolate coochies and dicks at shows on tables and shit. I like going for the what the fuck moment. And when they look at it, be like, I know damn well that. Like, yeah, that's what that is. I've given out a spending night bag before. It had deodorant, razors, extra pair of drawers, you know, all the things a young lady would need if she go out and just give up some random coochie one night and didn't know what she was planning on. She got a spending night bag in the trunk. Yeah, mouthwash, toothbrush, you know.
Y'all can reach this man on eBay for his help kits for you ladies to get a better dating life going. Mr. Metaphoria got it for you. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah, you know, and today being November 30th, ladies, if you participated in No Shave November, shave that shit in the morning. I understand it's winter time. At least put a little high coochie fade on it or something. You know, you can't be walking around looking like you out of 70s Dolomite movie. You're too old for that shit now. It's 2023, about to be 2024, so, you know, cut the grass. Choking high.
I ain't know that was a thing, man.
Oh, yeah, yes, man. Some of them still, like, you know, Wild Kingdom. Mm-mm.
Hey. Well, that's what's up. We had one person that had their hand up, and they went ahead and flew the coop. Yeah, I guess they'll be back once they go ahead and work the nerve up.
Oh, yeah. Got scary one. Yeah, you know, we do this all night. Yeah, it's a pop-up, you know, for the people. I've always looked at it like this. I don't give a damn if we got three or 300. Shit, we're going to entertain with the however many we got. Fuck it.
Shit, man. Me and Gina did a 3-hour show with three people, man. No lie. 3 hour show with three people. It doesn't matter what you're doing or how you're doing it.
We ain't gonna do 3 hours if we just got three motherfuckers. We ain't give you an hour, so we're like, all right, shit, you know, we be here all night with the three people, but hopefully most show up, we have a good time. But we just here to entertain and have fun tonight. It's a pop-up show, like they want to fill in, so the people that do come, you know, they got somebody here with shit. I kind of enjoy being back. I'm start doing this twice a month. I got to come in somewhere twice a month. It ain't got to be my show. Just come in and co-host with anybody twice a month. I can't commit to
that's
that.
That's what I'm at your journeyman staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been doing the journeyman style, man. And whenever somebody got an opening, man, I've been trying to go ahead and jump in and the saddle to go ahead and ride. Man, but I tell you what, we about to go ahead and get some poetry in, bro. Right here, I know you ain't got nothing. Do you want me to put your piece that I did for you in the beginning on loop, or are you gonna go ahead and crush a piece for us, man?
Oh, hell no. I'm putting no shit on loop. Hell, I got something. Hold on. Just came out to smoke a cigarette. Uh-huh. Now you want me to spit a piece? I got something.
If you need a minute, we got 904 in here.
Bring in 904.
Let's get 904 up in here. 904, how about you?
Well, hello, it's Miss VIP. Mrs.
What's up, VIP? Let me see, did you just hear that country shit that Jerry just said at 904? What's about you? If that ain't country, I am sure the thing.
He's from Oklahoma, and
he keeps daring me to say that. Oh, shit, but how you doing?
Oh, shit, yeah, but how you doing, Miss VIP? That's awesome.
I'm doing so much better, thank you. I mean, whew, yeah, all week long it was, but now I'm a little better, thanks.
That's great to hear. Great to hear.
That's
Some local honey.
Take a teaspoon or two a day.
It's got to be local to your area.
It helps
clear up a lot of shit.
Maybe
just at the grocery store. It's
got to be some local
farm retrieved honey type shit.
Well, this is back pain day.
Oh, I mean, like, you know, just that year old, allergies and shit go crazy. Everything be attacking everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do y'all hear me echoing?
They can always grab it on.
You know what? It could be me because I think I'm having issues. That could be with my phone. So one of you probably has to mute while I spit or something like that.
I got you. I'm going on mute.
I got you. I'm going on
whenever you get well.
Thank you. This piece is called Then and Now. I was once surviving in poetry because every experience I had, I couldn't speak of them. So I had to write it down. There were times I really thought I couldn't write in the past. Never had a chance to express it openly. When it came to poetry, the words come up quick, and I never thought I was too slick to know that setting up the words may have been the hardest thing to do. The words come fast to my mind, then I'm trying to hurry and put them down before my absent-mindedness kicks in and the words have become difficult to find. Now I'm living and loving in poetry, meaning my words and rhyme have matured over time. Each experience has been trivial or important to write about. Sometimes I find tears on the paper, and I realize I have to get the words out to heal and sometimes to express sorrow. There is love and happiness, too, and this is why I'll never just survive again. There's so much to write about, whether it's the condition of the world or about friends, family, or ourselves. I'm a poet, living and loving in poetry, and writing is what I do. And that's that piece.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Definitely a beautiful piece.
It's hard to come up with what to write about.
But once we get it in gear, it's on the track.
Yeah. You're right about that. You're right.
Jared, where you at? All that country shit, you know.
All that country shit.
That country shit be working, man, before you get started. Hey, I enjoyed that piece right there.
Thank you so much.
What is this piece? What are you trying to get through to everybody with this piece?
Well, you know what? I believe this was a prompt somewhere, or it was just a topic that we had to cover. Like, what's hardest to do? Like, find the words or write them down. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, I need a prompt, or if something happens to me, like, right away, I have to write it down. You know. So I find that, moreover, it's probably putting them down because I'm always someplace where I'm not able. So I started carrying a notebook. So that's where Then and Now came from.
All right. Did you be writing about other people's stories and take possession of them like it's yours?
Nope. No, I can't.
I'm talking about like you're saying somebody is you see one of your friends going through something, and then you go ahead and write about it.
And then you go ahead
and then you actually
about
put yourself in their shoes and you write about it.
Well, you know, I think I've been in, let me see, Epiphany about 5 years now, maybe, something like that. And I used to be a writer of short stories. I never wrote poetry. So between 5 and 8 years ago, I started. And I always wrote stories about things that happened to my friends and, you know, and being inclusive in it, but not poetry. And now it's, I don't know, unless I really need to write about someone, but other than that, it's more of my life experiences.
Sweet. You got anything else for Mr. Metaphor?
Keep on kicking ass.
Never stop writing.
Even with your short story writing. Get them
short stories together.
Put a book out. Nice selection of your short stories.
Put a book out.
Everybody need to check them stories out.
Keep on writing.
Well, thank you. I will.
Sweet sis, we appreciate you for bringing that in here. I hope your body's getting on the hill too, because I know with that back pain, it's like two pain. You can't like really do nothing to make it act right.
Yeah, it's been going on for almost 30 years now. It goes out when it wants to.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Wait, take it easy, VIP.
All right.
Hey, you got to mute yourself. The bus lane just went down. I guess they expect them to get down and be here and to get down in here, so the Blog Talk lady's acting up. So if you could just give us just a minute there, Ms. VIP. Appreciate you. Hey, Dave, I don't have the board no more, so right now might be a good time for you to spit your piece, sir, until they go ahead and boot back up.
Okay.
But that being said, Mr. Metaphoria, David Mott, sir, the mic is yours.
All right, this piece is called Longing. She longed to be held with an arms that would wrap her within the warmth of consistent care, pressed against a beating heart that would consistently be there. Erasing the memories of all who previously failed her, emotionally jailed her, blinded her eyes and bound her mind to visions of false intentions cloaked in a disguise of beautiful lies that will eventually reveal its truth in tears. A life filled with fears and wasted years in company of peers that never peeked into her soul to speak the words she needed to hear. She longed to be held. Yet she knew not of how long she could long for the one whom she would belong indefinitely. It was definite that she awaited a he that would be all she had dreamed of. And even though she had never seen love, she knew it existed. She knew she missed it even if she had never been introduced to pure admiration. The unknown faces attached to those obscure penetrations awakened not a single part of her heart. They done nothing more than tear her apart piece by piece until peace became a figment of her imagination. She longed to be held. But eventually she realized she was searching for more than just a warm embrace or a temporary fixture to occupy space. She was longing to be loved. She was longing for someone to look into her eyes and speak to her heart without lies and simply say, "I love you." Meaning every single word and not the manipulation of a salutation she had heard before. She deserves so much more. She deserves to feel what is yet to be felt. A love language spoken accompanied by actions that would make her heart melt, and maybe, just maybe, she would be swept away by all she's prayed for someday, but for now she's still patiently waiting, longing to be loved for the remainder of her life, longing to give the gift of what remains of her, for the emptiness has her slowly fading, and she longs to be loved unconditionally, in peace.
Hey, bro, you don't be afraid by doing these type of poems that you might expose yourself as being a nice guy or something like that, man?
Smoke and mirrors. Smoke and mirrors, Jared. You know, smoke and mirrors. That's just how I
am. Bro, you put yourself in the shoes and in the boots and the empathy and the sympathy and all the rest of those ease to go with that, man, to go ahead and get this piece out, bro. What's that process when you got to do a piece like this, man? Where do you go to tap in, Mr. Metaphorian?
Well, I mean, you got to go into the depths of somebody. You know, how you were just asking BIP earlier, like, you know, you see what your friends may go through and you write about that. I don't particularly do that, but, you know, you got to just talk about the situations of life sometime. And, you know, I found this picture on Google and it's just what the picture said to me, like, the picture of the lady was slowly fading away. I just feel that some women out there could be like that. So I just wanted to tell that story. You still there? You on mute?
Man, my bad. I must have did that. Gina Storm in here hunting the building. Yeah, man. That's where it's at. I mean, to be able to connect like that with somebody else's story or somebody else's thing. You consider yourself to be a romantic brother?
Not really. I'm just me.
Oh, you don't want to say it out loud?
I was saying, you know, because it's a group of people that would consider themselves to be romantic, but they sensitive to shit. They get their feelings hurt easy and shit. I ain't that guy. So I just say, I'm just me.
Got you, man. Got you. This is a dope, dope piece right here. Really dope piece.
I appreciate it.
Man, I tell you what, we're about to go ahead and get to this next caller, man. Bring in 573. 573, how about you? You in here with Mr. Metaphorian, Just Jay.
Hey, gentlemen, Sinister Spittle. Good evening.
Hey, Sinister,
man,
what's going on with you,
devil,
bro?
What's going down? Sad. It's been a minute, man. So what's the flavor tonight, guys?
Shit, whatever you bring. We got a whole cornucopia of shit going on. It's open mic. You do what you like.
Right on, right on. All right, well, I was afraid you were going to say that. Recently, I got back in touch with an old muse, and I'm having a lot of fun. I've been writing my ass off, so I'm ready when you guys are.
Hey, let me say this real quick before you start. You said, I recently got back in touch with an old muse and been having fun and writing my ass off. So when you get to dip the wick, you know, it does inspire the poetry to come out a little more. So congratulations that you've knocked that ash off yourself there, Sinister Spittle. And feel free to spit when you like.
This is not remiss. There's lesions of remorse. The burn as it festers to heal, staring at the shadows of past afflictions, so to clear canvas. This driven stroke of genius fraction, speaking subliminal infamy, the stares are comforting. I always balked at the senseless fear of interaction. like an impending catastrophe loose in the revel of revelry. What? How? Covered persuasions, jealousy guarded, and dense greed, so tragic it must have been. To anchor resolve upon tattered seams of lost dreams, a soliloquy of sovereignty, a supple aggression from twisted lips, frothing mad. So to have pushed past neglect, I can't retaliate the notion. A teetering tower of indiscretion crashed in your flagrant obscenity of detrimental vibrations, opened a gape, peaceful paradigms, swallowed whole. The guise were dirty. You submitted under sagging eyes of the dire, treasonous goo. Fingering tacky menstruations, you plopped an edifice capsation of vulgar. Your humility was remiss to know civility. Cavil connotations, coded country's calamity, clearly compounded tonality of devotion. Much like obliterating glass mausoleums, you're strewn. In variations, I have to let go. Because fuck it, you're gone. Weighted injustice was the labor breath you drew in dawn's mist, swirling chaotic seductions on the edge of reason as a soluble bliss. As euphoria can overstate more than known, I didn't need it, nor desire. All that's now gone is in the current of tectonic translations where the folly, frolic, stagnant, and Bambi's piss, missing the point, dear. You're gone. How is your cruelty remain? So much of me is you. There we see. Time stand true. Love is gone. Fuck you! Meanderings into a land of past-off sensations, back in the good and my vibration. As I'm rhythmically in tune, dropping smoke out. Mother's love is a generous bliss. Fucking loving it. Released from binds and took away the good. Driving debauchery obscene. Fucking fuckery. Ten my father's was a douche. I'm not, so fuck the both of you. Why? Who cares? I'm out of here. However discernment values and self-care. My being washed clean. My eyes gleam as he I was to be. Standing next to dead memories. Petrol and a match. Burnt boxes. Not remiss. Debauchery breeze.
Damn, that's what I'm talking about right there. Hey, man, was this a triangle type of deal right here? What's going on in here, Sinister?
Yeah, this is actually a follow-up piece to a piece that I wrote like the night before for a prompt to write to musical beats. Well, instead, I wrote to musical lyrics. So the next day, I had to write to without beats, so fuck that, I don't follow the rules anyway, so I wrote to the music without the lyrics, and this was that version, minus the alcohol the night before I had.
Well, was that with Russ? Was that with Dr. Livingston, Sinister?
Yeah, that was in the State of Species.
Mr. Metaphoria, what you got for that, sir? This man had some things going on. He went ahead and then found some resolve towards the end.
Hey, I've been a fan of Spittles for a long time. Long time. And one thing I'd be saying, some of the shit he'd be putting together, I'd be like, how the fuck you marry them words together? But it works. And your expression is dope as fuck in there. Like, you know, when it's intense, you let us know it's intense. All that had poetry is meant to be spoken. You know, spoken words. Some people say spoken words, some say poetry. I say it's all the same motherfucking thing. But yeah, I definitely like how you do your shit since the spittle.
Appreciate that, brother. It's been a long time. Good to hear you again, man.
Sorry, the person you...
Good to be heard, man. Good to be heard.
Hey, since the thing's moving kind of slow here, man, we about to get off into your business right quick. How's everything been going with you, man?
I appreciate it, man. Everything's all good. You know, I'm actually doing some recordings. You know, you can catch them on Facebook. I'm comfortable and at peace with myself. I'm not ready to go out on all the social media shit yet any more than Facebook, but you know, might start fucking with my YouTube again, you know, because the comfort is there, and it's not my lane, it's my fucking highway, and I'm riding this bitch. So one love, one mic.
Hey, bro, your lane might be over there in TikTok. I think your people waiting for you over there, Sinister. TikTok gonna get you out in front of a lot of people in a very short amount of time. And as long as you stay consistent with it, man, you're gonna get into that algorithm pretty good. Because they're gonna just set you out there. You just gotta, and you get into your poems quick. Yo, like this poem right here, you was into the neck of the poem real quick, man. And that's what is needed, because people only have like 3 or 5 seconds to go ahead and decide whether they're gonna go ahead and move to the next thing or not. Your people might be over there, bro.
Yeah, I before I shut down everything, I was thinking about it, and I'm about in the space, you know. It's about me being ready for it, you know, more than the world, because they'll never be ready.
I heard that. That's how you got to believe about your own work, man. The world ain't never going to be ready for it. Then you got to go ahead and hit them upside the head with it. And then everybody who's ready, they're going to be there. I believe if you get out in front of enough people, man, with the way you do what you do, you resonate with a lot of people. You resonate with a certain tribe. They're going ahead and be in there with you.
Sounds good. It will come. You know, I said to my friend, you know, Sylvia Baylock, the year of sin, and it is. You know, it's not quite the way that I was intending it, but now here it comes more into the way I intended it. It's about my Russian shit. And it's really about knowing yourself and getting comfortable in your own skin, and then, you know, the floodgates fucking open. So that's where I'm at, man. Onward and upward.
I know that's right.
Sweet, sweet.
Especially getting comfortable in your own skin, because since I lost all the weight, I got a whole bunch of extra skin I had to get comfortable with. I can wrap up in that shit tonight if I get cold. So I know what you mean.
Comfortable in my
skin. There are people that need skin everywhere, man. You might want to look into that. You can get paid.
I'm keeping my shit. I stressed it. I'm going to keep it. This is mine.
Right. Mine. Man, I heard the mind coming a mile away. Hey, Sinister, man, we appreciate you for coming through here. With the way everything moving, man, we might be going ahead and wheeling back around for a speed round, checking back in on you, see how you doing and what may have you. This is just a pop-up, man. We playing it by ear, bro.
Cool. I'm here, man. I'm here, gentlemen. Thank you.
All right, brother. We're about to go ahead and set you on the couch, and we'll be back with you in a minute.
I got some lungs on him. I'd have been tired as a motherfucker spitting that piece. I mean, goddamn, I'm about to pass out. Shit. Jared, you went back on mute again? This is Blog Talk Woman. For
bro, monologuing like a... Man, monologuing like a villain, bro. Yeah, he get up to a high register and he be holding, he be getting it, man. He ain't going, he ain't just going through that without no aim, man. Dude is laying them all in place.
Right.
He hit you with a hard fuckery in a minute, too. A hard fuckery. And let you have it. I'll tell you what, man. I'm about to go ahead and go into this piece I got over here then.
Do your thing.
Appreciate you, black man. Love laid in the cracks, the creases in the crevice of the shadow, buried deep, hiding in the spider hole. You see, love had enough. Love had contracted PTSD, and love refused the way love had loved formerly before. Having been beaten, flattened, walked on by opportunities that did not include love. And love felt less than. Love was told that it would never be enough. So love fell in love with the romantic thought of wanting to be love. It hurt watching love starve and emaciate the self-inflicted wound over love wanting what love wanted. And what love wanted was to be love. Love slowly grew into an unnatural shape, pleasing to the eye like a manicured bonsai whose back had been repeatedly broken and healed, but was beautiful to the eye. And many longed to purchase love's love because they too wanted this beauty to be theirs. Their own personal little birdie on the glass, even if just for a moment, love wanted to feel it.
love was still unwanted. One day, love jumped into a box. Love twisted itself into a modern art and was mired by the masses, living life through rose-colored glasses. Love, too, bruised by two, just too many chances. From love's knees, love said, "Why don't nobody love love?" Maybe because love don't love nobody. Poem.
I really like the end on that, cause love don't love nobody. Yeah, because it takes a fool. That's for sure. You got your love don't love nobody.
Shit, man, the way I grew up thinking about love, it's supposed to have been like the, you know, the picket fence, and you treat the girl nice, and then she go ahead and be nice to you. She ain't supposed to have sex with your cousin and all these other folks, and you be the last person, and she got you on a waiting list, man. But, yeah, love ain't supposed to do that. Love can turn a man into a monster.
Well, you know, love does a lot of shit. I feel love is an acronym of living on various emotions. So, you know, that's what my definition of love is. So, you know, you're going to go through a whole bunch of shit. You're going to be happy one day, sad the next, manic, depressant, all kind of shit. You're going to hate her. You're going to love her again, all that shit. But one thing about it, even if you sleep with your cousins, homeboys, and all that shit, you really won't know because, you know, you're just getting the same coochie you've been getting. You ain't paying that much attention to it. It's going to feel the same here. I mean, unless you got like one of them slow-ass cousins who went to one class all day and he got like an extra leg eating hung up ill and fucked some shit up. But other than that, you know, it just be
other than that.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, man, I was 14 when I got stuff.
We'll get to knocking into her. I just,
All right, right. He didn't ruin her, bro. You need to go ahead and leave that alone. He didn't ruin her.
Yeah, yeah. He can turn some perfectly good coochie into a lonely hallway.
Right. But it sounds like a cowbell now. Throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
Yeah.
Man. At 14, though, man, you'd be real idealistic, man. And you'd be believing like, well, I'm just going to be nice to her and I'm going to do all the right things for her and all the rest of this and yada, yada, yada. And next thing you know, you out there raggedy as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. You hurt like hell. Your homeboy done sent you a video of her getting DP'd and shit. And you thought you just loved the hell out of her. You know, yeah.
You kind of feel that she vomit in your throat kind of come to the top. It burgles right there.
Yeah,
but she getting nasty for y'all. She been do that for me.
Yeah, you be mad as hell, too, if they sent you that video. And, like, you just kissed her goodnight. And that video was from, like, an hour ago. And she just necked up 14 of your homeboys and shit. You thought she went to the gym or something and was sweating because her lips were salty and shit. Now you figured out what it really was, and that's just heartbreaking.
Damn. That is heartbreaking.
Yeah, you know.
I tell you what, we're going to go ahead and bring in 506 and hopefully they can go ahead and make some sense of this topsy-turvy world that we live in.
Yeah. 506.
506, how about you?
I don't know if I should have called in here or not. I just got in and called, and you guys were slinging the shit, you know?
Yeah. You just jumped into the meat grinder. How you doing today?
I know.
Lady?
I don't know what
hey, ladies
now.
And gentlemen.
I don't know if I was coming in with a nice, clean, nice kind of poem, but jeepers. Maybe I should get something dirty.
A nice, clean poem can sanitize the joint. I mean, it's dealer's choice tonight.
Yeah. What do you want to hear? I can read about the fragility of man, or men, I should say. Or
don't want to do that, do you? you testing us, ain't you?
Well, I'm trying to find something appropriate, but I don't know. You guys are bad.
You're afraid of that one poem, ain't you?
Well, you guys are scary, yeah. I shouldn't say you, Jay. I think it's mostly Mr. there. He scares the shit out of me.
You like him, huh?
No.
Oh, you know, it's a nice dealer's choice, whatever you want to do. If you want to go ahead and jump into the fray, if you want to go ahead and bring some calm to the madness, it's on you. This is an open mic night. You know, we up here in honor of our two brothers, J-Rob and Van Meadows, you know, so
We're just coming in, having a nice time, making people laugh, and maybe a little bit of regurgitation as well while we're at it.
Well, this is a true story, yes. Well, you know, give me a second because I had something in mind, but I don't think it's going to work. So I'm looking through my stuff to see if something else will be a little more, I don't know. Go ahead and talk amongst yourselves.
Continue to talk what you were talking about at first before I came in. I got you.
Okay, so what are you guys talking about besides, you know, what did you call that?
Talking about love.
You're talking about love. Oh.
Yeah, we were talking about love. We were talking about how love hurt and how sometimes love can turn a man into a monster because love then went out and did some things that love wasn't supposed to do, and I wasn't ready for that. And then love went ahead and did that. Then also I became a monster, and I got out there and I learned how to do some monstrous things. That's the only part we were talking about. It was all about love.
It was okay. Well, I may read you something here. I'm still looking because I just got thrown off. I was all good, and then I got kind of discombobulated. I got thrown off, and I heard the last, I don't know, couple of minutes. I had just called in, so I can.
All right. Well, let me make sure my partner's still ahead. You still ahead, Dave? I ain't put you on mute. There's nothing, did I, bro?
No, I got one here. I got one. It's called Mistress and the Born Masochist. How about that?
Oh, that sounds pretty bad. Let me see. Did I put Dave on mute?
How you gonna mute me? I'm a goddamn co-host and shit. I'm over here talking. You got me on fucking mute.
Oh, good boy, Dave.
I see the hand raised without no hand raised. I said that's wrong, and then I muted my man. But I apologize.
Okay.
If somebody else on here, I got to go ahead and mute then.
Okay.
All right, I just did that. Dave, you still here? Because I just muted something. Dave?
I think he's muted again.
He can't be muted playing with us.
Is he?
Is it unless you're on two telephones. Dave?
Well, okay.
I'm still here. I'm on the other line on another call while the lady get ready to spit. I'll be right back with y'all.
My man, we appreciate you. See, I didn't mute him that time.
Yeah, you're hosting a radio show and you got to go to the other line just to talk. Wow.
What that means, hey, lady, how's everything been going with the show and everything?
Just had the one show, and tomorrow night we got another one. I'm hosting one tomorrow night with Lisa, and I sent you an invite. I don't know if you got it. Hopefully you got it. And hopefully some people will call in, and we're just, it's kind of like what moves your pen, and starts at 9 Eastern Standard Time, and I'm looking forward to everybody calling in, so to have some fun. And
I'm calling in.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, because I see
glad.
You support Mrs. Lady, for sure. With that being said, Lady A, yo,
yeah.
Mike is yours.
Okay, this is something that'd be right up Dave's alley, I think. In any case, it's called Mistress and the Newborn Masochist. Leather reins to hair harness, mistress, please don't be heartless. Oh, you must wait and obey. 'Tis I who leads and shows the way. Black lace wings deceive, knitted spiderweb poised to receive. The sticky webs swath and circle virgin pure with each caress. Anticipation elicits rhythmic, pulsing, thrumming, throbbing kitties the more. Newborn masochist, perhaps, finds pleasure when mistress slaps. She thinks was man who devour her virtue, begins to see it isn't true. Between the blows, burn, bum and thighs, female touch ignites lust's cries. Breasts with nipples taut, she begs mistress, pinch and suck. Do not tell me how to play, and on your back the girl obeys. Cane in hand, and mistress means to punish her for trying to lead. Her pale skin melts her tricks, and gorge she licks the little miss. Mistress brings her to the peak, and the highest mountain, and she screams, shuddering, quaking, and with aftershocks, the door opens, and in he walks, legs held high on Adonis' shoulders. Her virtue taken in passion smolders, meets each thrust craving more. She cries out, again, Encore. And porn.
I'm going to let Dave go ahead and ask this, because you attacked, you besmirched his character.
I was still liking the line which said, woman come in with her legs up on some shoulders. That's what I'm talking about here. That's how you show how you really feel. Put them legs on my fucking shoulder. I said, you want to show your appreciation here, gap them open. I just heard Shannon Sharp say on his podcast the other day, say have them spread like a quarter to three. That's what I'm talking
flag
about.
Flag on the play. Open.
You're so
yeah.
bad. Oh, my God.
That's how you really show your appreciation. Hell, I appreciate that piece, even just for that line
yeah.
itself. Yeah, just keep your legs up on some shoulders, especially in the wintertime. That's how you keep warm.
Bay City appreciates your piece.
Oh, dear.
Jared, what you got for?
I was still talking about your appreciation for her piece. Yeah, I appreciate it, too. Maybe you see what she did. She went ahead like, oh, no, let me go get this old Joan that I've been wanting to go ahead and whip it out. Now allow me to whip this out. What's all that about, lady? Eh? You been wanting to do that for me? So what's
you
okay?
No,
yeah,
just what you guys were talking about, I thought, you know. I'm trying to remember the word that Dave used, and I can't remember it.
Shoulders and knees or something like that, I don't know.
No, before, when just before I called in, he was talking about something. I forget now what it was.
He was talking about, like, if a man kissed his woman after she just gave head to a bunch of his homeboys and shit. And how
oh, my
something.
God. That's the thing you're talking about a little bit further back. A little bit further back, or is that the one?
I don't know. Let's don't go there anymore. You guys have a lot of
Are you
callers?
Blushing? Are you
so
blushing,
lady,
ma'am?
Are you telling me you ain't never had salty lips?
I'm not answering that question.
Oh, that means you had some salty lips before.
All right.
Yeah, ain't no
Moving
yeah,
right
yeah.
along.
So we have a little. Do you have other callers calling in for your show, or?
No, we got time to go and kick with you for at least another 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, I can read a more tame one if you want.
No, we're just messing with you, lady. Hey, we appreciate you for being a good sport with this whole thing. You know, it's just a pop-up. We're being wild and crazy to go ahead and let them know, like, hey, get down out here, but, you know, we is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you, Lady A. Go ahead and give us those times for your show and the night.
Tomorrow night, Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time, 9 p.m., and it's called The Inkwell, and I'm hosting it with Lisa Lips. We kind of alternate each week that we're on. She'll do one week, I do the next. So we're both really excited about having the show, and I hope that it flies well and people call in and take part, so I'm really excited about that. We both are, Lisa and I.
Sweet. We really excited about it, too. We're really excited about it, too. Watching you guys go ahead and build it from ground zero, you know, that's going to be the thing right there to go ahead and keep an eye on. That's going to be the thing to keep an eye on. But we'll be there to support you, though, lady.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For sure. All right, we're about to go ahead and retire you to the couch so you can go ahead and get some of that good S&M in. All right.
Like, with that piece you just said, like, her and Lisa's show could be called Legs and Lips.
Yeah, you know, you could just kick it around. You don't have to take that. You could just kick it around. If it fit, though, you know, you just put it in there. We appreciate you for coming through here, Lady A.
Oh, thank you very much. You want me to hang out if you need someone else to read again? I can be available if you want.
Yeah. We got a bunch of people in here without no hands. Dave, we got a full house. Nobody got their hands if they watch it. They rubbernecking.
Don't read your hands here. We don't want to fuck with y'all too, sir. Don't raise your hand. At least just come in and speak. Say hello or something. Don't raise your hand. Press one, goddammit.
With that being said, Lady A, we'll see you in just a moment. We may do a speed round, sweetheart.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Dave. Hey, we haven't killed nobody yet, man. I think we're doing pretty good, bro. We're about to go ahead and see if we can keep this streak alive. Well, 419, how about you?
Shit.
Who is this?
Just James? Just Jay and Dave Mott? What the fuck happened? I thought I was calling to get down.
This
ain't to get down, but we're getting down. Shit.
What's going on, Dave?
What you know about it, man? Man, everything.
Right,
you know how it's going. Bro, I was just in a room with oh, we put the long straws. Both of us did. It was only two of them.
Man, it's good to see y'all on the air together. Well, hear y'all. I can't actually see y'all, but.
Oh, my goodness. I thought this was another black guy, but it's not. You got me, man. What the hell are you doing?
What the fuck? God damn it. This is Rebel Jones.
Yes, Lord, it is.
I was sitting here trying to catch the voice, too. I'm sitting there thinking, like, yeah, who the fuck is it? Yeah, you do hear it.
You sound real comfortable.
What's going down with you, Rebel P?
Just chilling, man. Just chilling. Yeah, just writing poetry and shit.
I know what that means.
Oh yeah, you know he's gonna come through here and kill it. Right? And don't be talking about that bullshit. Well, I got a little something for y'all and all that old motherfucking shit like that.
Then he gonna come in like the hand of God.
Yeah.
I do have a little song for y'all.
You motherfucker!
You liable to have to stay.
It's called Mysterious Human Condition of Stupidity.
Well, let one of us give you the mic first, then, brother.
Do your shit, poet.
See, there is a collaborated mystery in the history of the ink, the human mind, and something tells me embedded deep in the thoughts that fuse with the ink, there is a code that exists beneath the layers of each line that the ink breathes life into upon the lines of the loose leaf. And when I write, the pen mixes with my thoughts and my stresses and my pain, and it all runs so deep, like deeply rooted toothaches, the kind that feel pain deep in the ears and up in the temples of the head, you know, birthplace of migraines. So I blanket myself naked, blind in darkness, practicing self-deprivation while sense deprivation, while intrusive thoughts don't ever seem to stop. So this is how I manage pain and darkness as I delve within myself and into those less visited voids of drifting, dissipating thoughts. Ooh, here's one floating by right now. Let's see. See, the truth is just truth without the ability of love and hate. So truth is, I have questions like, if we are to learn every day, then how can we run blindly with faith and continuously be fooled by continuously believing in the same things over and over again and still being considered intelligent? No wonder the future always becomes history that never really changes. Some new same story, new faces, basically the same narrators telling it, and we keep buying it, so they keep selling it because we humans choose to keep holding anger and opposition at the same thing. We spend all our time pointing fingers and blaming with such hatred, but not enough time spent changing things. And now thinking about it all and hearing it in my head as I'm writing, it makes my brain want to combust and blow, and maybe that's just what this is. I'm just thinking now how ridiculously and profoundly stupid it seems to me that us humans have been killing in the name of differences since the beginning of when being human first was a thing. Need I say more? Go ahead, cut the puppet strings. unlace the chains and traditions of the vision and break the unwritten rules and start feeding the strangers next to you your deeply rooted wisdom. But first you must find it, listen to it, learn it, and then discover your unique way to share it, giving ancestors voices when and where it truly counts. Peace.
You said he was going to do that, Dave.
I don't.
I told him.
He called you.
Yeah,
he called you to come to the door.
I got a little bit of something for y'all. You know, I'm just going to spill a little roast some shit this morning while I was taking the shit. So I'm going to go ahead and say if y'all didn't come through the shit like that.
Absolutely what this was, babe.
That's why you got to watch the white man. The white man sneaking in the motherfucker. He's just going to punch you a little bit and then knock the shit out of you. So just, as I said, tonight.
Always just help him in the shit. I thought you knew.
You did something different with your cages, didn't you?
But your bullshit.
You what?
A little something. But dope ass Pete, I got to give it to you.
Thank you.
He fucked around with the cadence too, Dave.
I don't think
was
I did.
Was that the same cadence? Oh, you sat in the pocket a little bit more on this one. Normally you go ahead and take us into the rafters and you walk us around up in heaven's gates and the rest of that. You kept that kind of testosterone. I almost said testosterone. I mean terrestrial.
I mean, I've been smoking a little hybrid blend lately and not so sativa, you know. So.
Oh, I got you, bro. I got you. That was dope, though, man.
It's been a mild
strain. So what does this
speak
about?
I'm on that Snoop Dogg level right now. Just chilling, baby.
You kind of like levitating and floating a little bit, man. Is that what you're telling us, bro?
I am. I'm very elevated this evening. Yes, I'm very elevated. I'm just going to say that.
That's such a nice, politically correct way of saying I'm hiding a giraffe's ass right now. So we get it.
All day. You know what? Since you high as you is,
my
man, we just gonna have you just go ahead and control your own mute.
Do what?
I said since you high as hell, we're just gonna have you ride in the back. You can go ahead and control your own mute.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Let's do that.
All right. We're about to bring in the next caller then. Hey, yo, 815, this better not be who I think it be. Not with Rebel Jones in here. 815.
Better late than never. What's up, partner?
Yeah, that's your motto.
Been a storm in the house.
Baby Diddy.
Let's go.
Oh, man. What's going on, Dina? What were you just doing?
I called in the nick of. I was like, I'm not going to make it in the queue. I was looking in the chat. Javi was like, y'all still going? Y'all was like, yeah. I was like, let me refill my mama's cup, and I'm there. Let's go.
Did you just leave Jamal?
No, I was on the phone with my daughter and my bonus.
All right.
But I was there for quite some
doing?
Time. Mama Donna spit a piece before I left because he was almost begging for poetry. I was like, let me go now. I got something else to do.
He's a real good guy, ain't he?
He is. I felt the energy. It was good stuff.
Yeah, really genuine guy. Really genuine guy. Yeah, that was Jamal St. John,
yeah,
y'all. He's going to be the next legend. Oh, he's a monster poet. He's a monster poet.
Yeah.
I ain't that scared of him. His poetry. His poetry.
Yeah, same difference, Dale. I ain't scared of shit, goddammit, but heights.
I'm telling you, dude, go beast mode. He go beast mode. And he volume heavy too, man. I'm talking about volume. And you understand everything he's talking about, why he hitting you with high volume. Man, dude is a beast.
Thanks.
That's so sweet of y'all.
No.
I'm going to check him out, though. Like,
Jamal St. John. Check him out on YouTube.
Okay. It's good you say you can understand it when it get loud, because I be hearing some people sometimes, they don't even get loud, and I still don't know what the fuck they talking about. So that's good. I just be like, yep, okay, that you sure right. God bless your heart. That's what you got to tell them in them situations. Just God bless your heart, like Big Mama used to tell you and shit when you was fucking up. Oh, God bless your heart. And just keep it moving.
Shoot, we better go ahead and keep it moving now. Gina of the Storm Guild, what do you have for us here at the pop-up with Dave and I guess we the Added Rebel and myself? What you got? What you got for us?
Y'all wild. Let's play the game that I love. One or two. Either way, you're going to get something new.
12.
Smoke with me.
Never mind. I'm too high for this day.
69.
Oh, now I'm done.
73,
11. What's up? Okay, since y'all are dumb.
I'm about to get like these rascals. Hold on. Give me just a minute. What am I looking at? Look at this. They ain't going to be leaving me behind. All right, Gina, the mic is yours.
You said two, because I can't listen to nothing else. That would be the foolishness. So number two is this. Naked. I unzip my boots, biting my bottom lip. Warm socks next. I pray before I get my footies on, this doesn't become a regret. See, it's cold, cold. My feet are freezing. Leggings roll to the floor, one leg removed slowly, then the other. I pull my sweater over my head. Arms from sleeves now free. Underneath is my favorite tee. It simply reads, I'm probably lying. Matching bra to my panties, I hang up my coat, scarf, hat, mitten combo to dry. Tea kettle whistles. I head that direction, grabbing my warm bathrobe for temporary protection. The chill from outside came in with me. I answer my phone. He says, hello, beautiful. I smile and reply, hi, handsome. It's about to begin. He wants to know me. I feel likewise. I've seen him naked, and it's currently my turn to reveal myself. I remove my fear, take off my insecurities, wash the shame from my face and scrub away the past pain in the bathtub as I sip cocoa. He loves it all. After I shave my legs and moisturize afterwards, every sad place I've ever been to is no more. I wrap my damp hair in a towel. He's not distracted. My honesty and transparency magnetic. I was afraid. Taking off your clothes for a man is easy. Being naked takes work and guts. I can't wait to see where it goes. I'm liking the idea of naked us. Indeed.
I'm so appreciative that you said you're going to shave before you take your clothes off. We mentioned that earlier. You know, I know it's winter and shit, but we can't have a fur bird going around and shit. So thank you for that part, first off. You know, yeah. Like I said, keep the little
coochie. It's a bad look. It's a bad look.
God damn, that's what you got out of all that.
Yeah, well, you know, y'all know that part I was going to pick up on first.
This man. I know that's where Dave's brain went immediately. He was like, all right, I support that.
He
I
made me forget
that.
What I had to say.
Chia.
Okay. Can't be looking like you got buckwheat in the head, sister, and shit. A leg, sister. I mean,
that's
no good. Yeah.
None
so thank you for mowing the grass and all that good shit. It is very well appreciated and needed in the 2023 going into 2024. Now, you said a lot of other dope shit, too, but that just really stuck with me. Y'all know how I am. Shit,
I didn't just meet you.
Yeah,
that
hit me in a place right there. You know, that was just fucking. You was like a philosopher with that line right there. I mean, a whole Rhodes scholar.
Oh God!
I think you should get the fucking Nobel Peace Prize right now just for that line. Yeah, and then say it louder for them in the back so they understand too. Yeah.
Dave, it's time to gag him to death. Gina, this piece right here, I like the way that you went ahead and took the regular naked with the transparency of the truth and all those other things that are hard to go ahead and show, the same way that sometimes showing our naked forms can be difficult until we get that comfortability. Unfortunately, though, with that other one, as far as transparency goes, is the more you get closer to a person that's not being transparent, the more cloudier and the more murky everything gets. This poem pointed that out beautifully, lady. Nice piece.
I appreciate that because, like I said, he had already showed me him. Let me show him me.
You know,
Rebel
P, what
you got for that?
So, Gina, we talk, and you know my situation at home, as do you, Jay. So,
indeed.
I felt that piece intimately because, like, I took it more than just naked, but, like, once you get close enough to get to the point where you live with the person, you are naked with the person, you are abilities and shit, and I saw, like, where I was with my fiance for 10 years, right? And I was the most vulnerable. She still to this day got bricks and layers of walls up and shit. She still sleeps clothes some nights and shit. Like, she got so many insecurities, even after 10 years of being told she's beautiful, she's sexy. She's, man, that was a deep poem, and it got me thinking about how she might feel. Crazy.
Yeah. I wanted people to understand the difference between taking off your clothes and being vulnerable. That's naked.
Mm-hmm.
When you let mm-hmm. other people in, when they can see your thoughts and when they can hear your dreams and when they can understand your heart, oh, that's scary. Taking off your clothes
yeah.
is easy.
Oh, I told the wife many times that it was oftentimes easier being in combat than exposing myself to her, you know what I'm saying, emotionally and psychologically and all that. I'd rather go back to combat and do what I could blindly do, you know what I mean?
Wow.
At least you understand.
Yeah, exactly. I understand. This here, what's going on, this emotional shit, man, that's hard work, man. I don't understand none of that shit, man.
My man.
Hey, Jerry. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Like, when you hear Rebel talk, ain't he, like, the coolest European in the world? Like, he cool on that level. Like, if you was hanging out and he said, nigga, you wouldn't even trip. You
wait
like,
a minute. Yeah, he's not black.
He's the coolest ever, man.
He's not black.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, he's not. He's not.
Exactly, man.
Yeah, you know, shit. Like, fuck all this emotion shit. I'm gonna get naked, all right. I'm gonna pull this motherfucker out and slap across the forehead with it. Get in line.
Any
bits and pieces in there, Gina, that you
want
to go ahead and point out to us?
Well,
Gina with a G.
Like, Yeah. For me, it's like I love love, and I write a lot of love poetry. And sometimes it's just pure sap, you know, just one line after another. My unadulterated love of love and for whomever I'm loving. In this instance, it's more like a blueprint. So a lot of times single women and men are accused of not letting the other party know what it is they want because they lack communication skills. I, however, do not. If you listen to my poetry, you know me. If you're confused about anything, ask me. Please know. I'm not hiding nothing because eventually you're going to know it all anyway, if that's how far it goes. So that's always the hope.
I heard that, Gina. I heard that. Do you mind sitting on the panel so you can go ahead and bring some feminine energy to this motley band of men?
Yeah, by all means, let the estrogen fest begin.
All right, you got control of your own mute button, in which we know that you are you are exceptional at the mute button.
Look, I had already muted myself. Thank you very much.
Hey,
sweet, sweet,
pass
sweet.
The joint. Hey, pass the joint, Tina.
We're about to get into this next piece right here, y'all. It's going to be a recording. And we have one other caller that has their hand up. We have a bunch of people in the house. If you guys want to come on in and get in on the fun, this is just good, clean fun. Don't take nothing to heart. We are having a nice time. And we know y'all are having a nice time, too, because y'all are sitting down there listening as people in the audience. We appreciate y'all for doing that. That means something, believe it or not. But we're about to get into this next piece here, do a station ID, and we'll be right back with y'all.
At this time, I daydream about last time. How last time I asked of you to save all you had for me. Until next time. For next time will be a blessed time, for we will begin where we left off last time. This time spent is more than just a past time, and once again I will ask of you to save everything. Until next time, because as long as we have next time, this time will never be the last time. If you love me, don't speak it. I will wait until next time to receive it. The truth that lies within your eyes is free of lies, but I will wait until next time to believe it. If you want to fall into my arms, please wait. To hold you within my loving embrace is what I long for. The anticipation is written all over my face. But I will wait until next time. Let's make love this time, but not orgasm until the next. Never-ending sex between us. Let's make love as if the sun has never seen us, as we save the morning sunrise until next time. I want to kiss you next time. I want to miss you until next time. I want to write prose about you within these lines and recite them to you next time. I want to fall in love with you greater than last time, this time, and twice as much as this time next time. I know you deserve all of me this time, and I give you my all, but I must ask for all of you next time. For as long as there's a next time, I will always see you again. Just allow me to daydream this time. Remember the love you have had for me since the last time, and give it all to me next time. Next time.
Khadijah, what is the Ignite the Mic event?
So Ignite the Mic is a feature showcase that has now become an annual event here at World Stage. Last year...
All right, everybody, welcome back to the pop-up of Just Jay and
Metaphoria. We done picked up some weight like a mug. We got Rebel Pete Jones up in this rascal, and then we got...
Yeah, well, you know how I get. Then we got any other Storm Guild in this rascal. Let's give it up for everybody who is in attendance. Dave, how you doing, man? How you like that piece I just played, bro?
Well, you didn't play it once tonight. Don't play it no goddamn more. I mean, twice you played. You played it at the start, then you played it again. I hate hearing the sound of my own voice, so yeah, don't even play that shit no more.
Now you called me country, and I heard you ciphering about one and two. you might take it a swing at that again.
Yeah, you know, I'm just saying. You did say, how goes you? I ain't heard that shit in a minute. Hell, well, after you said that, I thought we was going to get ran to the little house after picking potatoes all goddamn day or some shit. How goes you?
Hey, it's still on the table, big bro. It's still on the table. It's still on the table.
But I'm having a blast.
I don't
care
what you think about it, Dave. That shit was tight, man. That was smooth, man.
Oh, well, appreciate it. You know, I'm trying to get on your level, Rebel.
Oh, shit. Come on now.
Yeah, trying to get, minus the THC. You know, I can't handle that shit. But you have that on your own.
Oh, man. With me and that THC become worse.
Yeah, see, I'll stick to this agave. That's what I'm going to stick with.
Yeah. Man. We got some people in here, but we don't have any hands up. And by the way, if y'all don't go ahead, if everybody who's listening online, if you don't get in here in the next 28 minutes, the Blog Talk lady will be going ahead and telling you that she don't care about you got the rent money. The telephone number is 319-527-6300. I repeat again, 319-527-6300. Get on in here. Check us out. We're having a nice time. Y'all already been listening to it. And you people down there at the bottom, it's not mandatory, but if you want to go ahead and get in on the conversation, press 1 so you can go ahead and holler at us. Gina, how you doing? You holding up, sis?
I didn't die.
There you go.
You know, I was on mute.
We can coach it through this.
Let me apologize once again, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know, I mostly talk on mute.
Mainly. Sometimes she doesn't. Man, did you hold your own in here with the you hold your own with the men folks, you good?
Yeah. I ain't scared. I didn't grow up without sister for nothing. I mean, if I don't know nothing else, I know I'm strong.
All right.
So you saying you ain't scared of all three of us at one time?
Me and the boys. No.
Definitely scared of that.
I was just wondering, you know. And for y'all to still got your hand down, you don't have to spit a poem to come through and fuck with us. You can press 1, just come say hi. Tell us what's on your mind, anything. It's a pop-up. Freelance. We just having fun. So don't be scared
Let's
to press
it.
1. Hey, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, I tell you what, we about to go ahead and run back up through the rotation then.
We should do a whole speed round.
Yeah, I think we are going to do a speed round. You're right about that. 573, how about you?
Yeah, I'm down. Send us a Zen. Send us in.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we got you. We're about to get into a speed round, Sinister. All right, 506, how about you?
Yep, I'm in.
All right. We ain't scared you off either, huh? That's all right. That's a record. All right. We got a little bit more room in here. If somebody want to go ahead and jump on right now, is the time, because we're about to go ahead and shut it down. We're about to go. As the person, as your mic open up, go ahead and start spitting. It's not going to be no real warm-up. Just going to be what it is. I'm about to close everybody's mic, so when you hear it open up, then start spitting.
Don't touch me there. I got a message from an anonymous listener of my spoken word just the other day. The message read something like this. Dear poet Rebel Jones, please, I beg of you, don't touch me there anymore in that place. So deeply in my soul with those words that you just seemed to roar, captivating the listening audience in a trance of forgotten ways. Perhaps I was just born in the wrong era, waking up one day on the wrong side of history. Well, I stopped in my tracks before reading on, because, well, these words that I read in this message seem to hauntingly resonate with my very thoughts. There was a time, you know, time I was truly institutionalized, and all that remained of the natural me was written thought on toilet paper that read like philosophic poetry, square after square, as if whatever human remains left in me was screaming out for release. Help, who was this man who that I once used to be that thought such thoughts? So I read on as one simply must when captivated into such depth of thoughts that never end in this beginning of the end of never ending what. And now I felt that I had just fallen into darkness and a void of confusion, surrounded with eerie sounds, and there were crowds of disembodied laughter and voices that began getting louder, something or someone that began stoning me with hardened crumpled paper. And then the lights came on, each laughing entity was a given face, each face that laughed was filled with me, and shame and disgust was each mask that I wear each day when I feel I must. Oppression of others is a terrible thing, but truly a travesty when one oppresses oneself. However, tomorrow the sun shines once more, where I can give a moment of silence to mourn yesterday's self. Peace.
I didn't want to know the optimist died me, so I made smoke of flesh, a lovely color of blue eyes. I'm endeared to my severance, watching you slowly kill the premonition of a fruited life. Dire, your wicked garden. Such a painful gain, my cornerstone girl. To edify the only work through seed, how lonely your mind must have went aside from what you did to me. Still, in the amusement of living hard, the falsity of good, simple befalls on what you've done to me again. Near 3 a.m. and once again it's cold and lonely. Doesn't no worry like what was once my fault. Sometimes I scream because I can't sleep. I'm lonely, baby. Reason washed away a long time ago. I've had nothing so long. I believe the moon goes moo when I sleep tranquil, minus your screams. The rain from washed away lonely. However, refuse I being thrust, you believe life was stuck on misuse. Tongue not. Happiness abstains like flesh. I'm scared that what I drove in you will lead me again aimless. There's weird fissures of thought when I get stuck in the knot. What if I, pointless oceans could fill? What if regrets burn my eyes and I lost trail where I should be? I can't stay loving crazy ghosts of you, following deceit. Your eyes, they told me. The same as the cold smirk, you're gone. I won't follow destruction in everybody's name of love. I can't get rid of me in the ocean I've eaten. Who's fishing? You're sinking, sinking, sinking. Beats within my heart, rooted in memory, as the muscle gives way to my greater good. So I recognize you as fishing. Scraping the bottom of my escape in a jazzy, drug-induced retract from the gap of your indifference, itchy, tells me what is bothering me. I forgot. Your fucked-up incantations of love scorn. Tron drunken slurs on glossy lips. Hey, I forgot. You're always right.
I contemplate that life. Under placentas of a heart-shaped box, I gave in to your fear. I swear. Dubiously conflicted. How it was, you was right. I lost my sight. Fucking right. Conscious endeavors to the left and to the right. Aren't the nirvana in my cerebellum striped the white of my insight? Garishly devised in the pinky, I swallowed of my brain's doubt. Left I splendor on oblivion minus our rendezvous, burning worker stalemates of papal reminders, torn walls clip. I vomit rinds of ginger edifice, absent my bravado before I met you, your callous stalemate. Your folded pretense, uglier than Joe, gunk in a blender of coffee grounds, dripping origami on pale persuasion alone. Delirium, I suffocate on scent, swallowed, spun into a new oblivion amongst blue buildings in need of a phone. Paul, of an oceanic view of your diabolic disease, let me sleep. Paul Sullivan Street, when I knew people who really cared for me. Help me not fall asleep on your descent. The vise that's still devouring myself, I keep what away? Self from me. Separate anxieties. It's 2:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. Can it? God damn this ass. Been more meaningless. But I'm not asleep in the new era of my apple soapery, attempting to meaningfully direct me from what you suggested. I need bones and ash. Skeleton, my fueled sweat of keys of a dead man out. Please! Fuck. Wish I could sleep. The mockery breeze.
Nearly 1 year had disappeared when you left me in tears. It's said all the firsts are the hardest to accept. Christmas in the graveyard, tiny tree with ornaments laid against your cold headstone, blanket on the snow throne. Snowflakes danced around me as tears flowed to the ground. Children played across the street oblivious to my grief. I wept and wailed to no avail. He was not coming back. I pleaded and I begged, blues on the attack. Melancholy baby singing songs of Christmas, thinking just maybe from this nightmare I'll awake. My world shattered as it quaked. Reality so rude forced itself upon my mood. Snow remained falling. Children continued calling. Grief still bawling. Crystal white covers the graves of those long gone. Empty bodies in their coffins, vessels where their spirits lived. Now to the other side crossing, I sing the blues of every hue. Each Christmas, I live without you. And peace.
My soul be fire, burning stigmas. Enemies lace me like candied yams, they want a little. My heart be dimmed, beating loudly, fresh, pound for pound, whimsical. God made me for a love story in real life. My pain be bananas, that shit crazy. I don't want it, wait, maybe. Them fruities be what makes my poems go off. I hit rock bottom like, man, I know I was just on top. I be blinded by dread, vision be so ambitious. Shit so strong, it makes me weak. I be flattered with my face on screens, on posters. Know it's time to shoot, but stuck in a holster, I be not gun. Damn, I be the bullet. I fear not the shot, let me take it. Let me barrel, let me rake in the glory of who I be powder. My story tells truth, but some refuse to learn about it. My lines be limelight of tragedy and highlights of hell. Demons hunt, hot. Scream at me, be like nightmares when I ain't even sleep. Why they trying to tell me who I be? Culprit, codependency, I sink to depths of hypocenter. I be bipolar, express. That shit happens so fast, I get scared of me.
I be granite. Stuff lay on me. When I see blues, I be blemish. I share it with transparency. No one knows, though, for poets be taken for granted. I unravel when I just need to unwind. My high, strong tendencies deem me a little tarnished. OCD, but I'm still diamond. I ain't ever been pure, but I've been brick, salt water, SWAT team entrances. My exits be bedrock. Got my footing, running. Public transportation, police escorts, vans, hands, revolving nightstands, evolving to a clean slate. Escalades, running them PTSD escapades, ink therapy, the only escape. I be undiminished. My erasure hasn't happened. I be felt tip yet bold, ugly yet he don't just want to hit. He love my intellect. I be earth. I take up space. I be blends of trends and artifacts real like pyramids, undeniable yet disgraced like flying time, tear-laden hours leading to morning. I be sunset in Norway, yet stuck in the doorway, between leave, go, wait, stay. I be seduction in a moment, ghost in the next. I be motivation and your hex. I be witchcraft and your healing. You open your armoire for a new look. I open a grimoire and spell you to stick to pages of my seventh book. I rewrite you. My ink be nasty. My pen keep you on point. My point be taken. I don't get the win. I be great, but called good enough. I don't be in clicks with me. They do not fuck. So my pen's clicks get tighter. And I will forever display ambitions of a writer. In peace. He said I had no chill. I'm like, for real? Because I remember when I used to chill. I'd fall back and watch and say nothing. That's real. I might peep you doing something dreadful, knowing if you could do them, you could easily do me too. No care for my heart. Doing wrong to others must be your gift. You are a total work of art. The reason I ended up with no chill, well, actually there's many. My life has been on a roller coaster of people who would try me. Sometimes they'd be grimy, untrustworthy, and plain old slimy. I wish that I could have summoned up fuck the give, but that's completely over. This is my reality and the life that I live. In general, public is unkind, unfeeling, and self-absorbed with an attitude to the ceiling. I mistakenly believe that if I were kind and generous, I'd be appreciated and the love would be reciprocated. I prayed, watched, and waited. That never came. It didn't make me a loser or a lame. I'm now just not the same. I text like a teenager and I speak on the phone rarely. I have like 3 friends, barely. I'm on social media friend to masses, but the reality is only a handful actually know me. I'm an option for some, a necessity for others. But right now I feel like I'm just an onion. See, I have layers. Using this Shrek reference because it's a necessity. My lack of interest in people could be considered scary. I'm jaded, transfixed of myself this way, so many selfish ones have taught me. I got it. Lesson learned. Life's short, so I'm spreading my wings and preparing to take off. And if I don't say goodbye, there'll be no love lost. I saw your message, of course. I decided not to reply. See, I'm over 50, and I owe you no reason why. Stop trying to account for my whereabouts. Don't sweat me and whatnot. I'm on something personal, and it doesn't include you. You taught me how to live this way. Now who you mad at? It should be you. In peace.
Place. When love like autumn leaves, crunch and go. Like a wind blown out on a breeze, down a trail. I think love went this way. But love slipped me, treated me frigidly, and dipped down a winding path. Leaving me wandering on a track that has long since went cold. But she did not allow me to freeze, because even love that is cold still can live from the air breathe when it is shared in the shiver between two. Two bodies, stiff like dry bricks rubbing, while chattering teeth knock, and lips spew steam like Campbell's soup streams. Having you here is good. Too diligently searching each other's person, absorbing every swatch of warmth, causing more intense shivering, whittling out their forms,
with the blankets insulating, generating the jiggajos until two souls start to glow like coals in perfect efficiency, interwoven bodies once stiff, now shoulder roll like kittens nestling into optional position. If love is an action word, is there a greater love than this? As sleep starts to braid, nocturnal braid, two sticks well rubbed and rattled, now smolder like embers, ready to brave a night in December. Knees bent, backs to arch, all limbs pulled toward the shared center. And this is how two stayed warm on a cold night in winter. Poem.
There's a rose that grows within every storm, growing to remind us that the torment of before is behind us and the need of worries no more. Its petals bloom in the midst of gloom, and its roots hold steady in the soils of doom, truly poetry in motion. Nevertheless, existence withstands the limited sands of time that are expected to be, regretfully neglected and at times hard to see through the shadows of the storm. Though many are left battered and worn, this rose continues to grow. This rose continues to show that no matter what you are surrounded by, you can constantly stay grounded by what's been given to you by the Most High. All you have to do is watch for the sign that proves you'll never be left behind. He will send a rose, and through every storm it grows. In peace.
I'm about to open up all these mics. That was incredible. That was incredible.
Yo, who was that playing in the middle? Right before Gina, who was that?
We clap. We clap out loud on Small House. So there you go. And a loud clapping for y'all.
Who was who? Before who?
Before Gina.
Gwen C. went before me. That was Gwen C. before me.
Okay. Because I was sitting there thinking, I said, hell, I ain't heard that person in the first round. Somebody snuck up in here. Gwen, you had your hand down all that time and shit.
I did. I'm sorry.
We don't pick on company, just family. If you want to get anybody, get Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
That's funny.
Right, we appreciate you for coming up, Gwen.
Yeah, I was pressing one right when y'all was getting ready to do a speed round. I was just getting ready to hit the button. So it's all good.
Hey, I seen your hand go up. I said, was that hand already up?
Mm-mm. I was just doing it right when you said it.
I was cussing because I said, wait, you want me to go after Gwen C? That's not fair. I didn't even have nothing prepared.
Y'all went well together.
Look, if I'm going to go I want my energy to be reciprocal. So I had to dig that one out the chest box. I'm like, yeah, I know where I'm going. I liked your piece. Let's go. Thank you, Jack.
Yes, and I like what you did, too. He inspired
me to do better, and you inspired me because I didn't want to be the disappointment after you spit.
I tell you what, if my mic would have said unmuted after Gwen got finished, y'all would have heard me say, I know you fucking lying. No, I'm not. Mm-mm. Next. Next. Nope.
Y'all crazy. That's funny. Y'all crazy.
It's mostly bad.
I enjoyed everybody, though, as always. I'm so glad. I've been listening since 9 o'clock. I'm so glad y'all was here. I was glad somebody was here. So, yes, thank y'all.
That's what pop-ups do.
Yeah, just
on
the spread of moments.
Yes.
We'd be doing pop-ups.
Hey, we just hope that we ain't damaged the demographics too much. You know what I'm saying?
Where's Lady A? So, yeah, we had, the poetry was crazy. I thought Lady A was going to make me cry, but Gwen helped me get through it.
That lineup right there.
It was
there.
Sad. I was like, Lord. When she did that piece, yes, it was kind of sad.
Thanks. Thank you.
It was melancholy, and sometimes you feel that way during the holidays, especially.
Yes.
So I could feel that 100%.
Yes. Lady, anytime you get to feeling down, just put your legs on some shoulders, and you will feel so much better.
Lord, have mercy.
Somebody get it. Are you volunteering?
Oh, shit. Road trip. I'm making them. I'm like, road trip.
Hey, I ain't never had no Canadian cookie, but hell, I'm willing to try it.
All right. We try not to damage the brand too much. We'd like to thank our brothers, Van and J-Rob, for allowing us to be here and go ahead and stay in y'all stand. But well, we're about to go ahead and shut it down. If y'all were going, got something y'all got going on right now, be the best time to announce it, because we're about to shut it down.
Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, The Inkwell with Lady A and Lisa Lips. Come on, join us.
Nice.
Sweet, sweet. Anybody else?
I don't know. I just wanted to add that I need to be there and act a fool. So you can catch me and Jay at the Small House of Poetry Saturday afternoon at 2 Eastern, 1 Central. Well, we'll be doing the kitchen round after round, the speed round like you just heard, with no breaks, no introductions, no titles, no feedback, just go. Sunday evening, you can catch us in the living room where we break down poetry so that we can get to know the poets behind the pen. On Monday morning, catch us at the AM Drive. We have
Gina, we got Jamal Saint. We got Jamal
on
coming.
On the 10th. That's a week from Sunday.
Oh.
That's next Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a calendar.
Right, I guess I got
myself
for nothing.
That's okay. That's okay. No,
I don't have no calendar.
I do understand this. If I dropped the ball, you had it. No, that's
yeah,
Sunday.
I was right
Sunday.
There for
that's
you.
Sunday. But look, you have to check this out. Gina J and Just J and Gina's show, please don't hesitate to send in your MP3s, because we're spending spoken word like radio stations spin tracks. We believe that there is an audience for us as well. Don't hesitate. Then catch us Monday morning at the AM Drive at 8 Eastern, 7 Central. If you get up that early, if you don't be mad. I'm not. The playbacks will be on. But we have What's in Your Cup? How's the Weather? Where Are You and How the Hell's the Weather? Black Facts 365, because we're black more than just February, as well as What Say You. We have a topic of the day. We do many speed rounds instead of playing tracks. It's just like any morning show that you listen to on your commute to work or school, whatever you do. Please feel free to start your week on Monday morning with us at the AM Drive.
I got some coming up next month. I got to find out the exact date, but I will be performing at the School of the Deaf and Blind, and I guarantee you I'm going to leave them speechless.
The views of Epiphany are not reflected by the last views that were just given. Yeah, they need music and stuff too, coaches. Let's get it. Oh, yeah.
I ain't got shit going on, so I ain't got shit to say, really.
Reb, you were sounding good tonight, man. All the poetry that you was doing, you was sitting in the pocket, and you was like loose like an AK-47. All the parts was just,
you was doing it, bro. I cut my shit short in the speed round because I started coughing. I think the smoke went down the wrong tube.
Perfect high. That's what
like,
it is.
Right, this is where I'm going to be ending peace right here in the center of this damn poem. As you see, I still got the smoking coughs.
My man.
It happens from time to time.
Have you quit yet?
May the force be with you.
Hell no. You crazy? I would never quit. Nobody likes a quitter.
Nobody likes a quitter. Oh, goodness.
the nurse in me says, quit.
I mean, the rebel in me says no.
I know. But you sure would smell better if you did.
I smell beautiful. Can I?
What if you smell like cigarettes? You don't.
Oh,
no.
Oh no, I don't smoke. I don't smoke cigarettes, honey.
Yeah, that's
why
I'm just talking about smoking cigarettes. Yeah.
No cigarettes for me. I'm a pothead.
You're a
official.
Me too.
I'm a professional.
All yeah. right, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and play a track on the way out. And, David,
I
appreciate you even agreeing to this. Yeah.
Thank you for waking up today.
I'm going to weave my way back into blog talk and shit. But like I say, here and there, I'd rather do, like, pop-up spots or guest hosting and shit than, like, a show of my own, because then that level of commitment and shit, I have issues with commitment. So I just, like, you know, I'm like a perfect, I'm a super side nigga. So that commitment shit can work well with me. So I can just show up on time and do some shit, that's much better for me. But I enjoyed myself. Enjoyed hearing everybody. It was a dope-ass night.
I enjoyed it too, bro. I was a little rusty, man, and you handled it well, man. So I appreciate you, dude. And that's on the real. All right, y'all. We're about to go ahead and shut it down. We're going to go ahead and get into this old fabby piece right here. It's called Agape. I'm going to play a couple of
good
tracks
night, y'all.
And roll
up,
that.
Night, everyone.
Let's play with this a little bit. Let's see how we can make this a little fun. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Agape. A poem. I like that. Permissible love comes without permission and invasion of sunlight and darkened spaces. An antiquated image of jovial faces up against the plushy groove of grown gazes. The slush of Chicano's icy melting into mud as we rush with stubby legs into hydrants that rub like gauges gush. I'm a child again. Filling the facades like cascading moon, spilling into landscapes, making midnight royal blue. Blooming in bushels, blossoming into bosoms that grew with age. Wow. Facing the memoirs of sages as our thickly thighs get caught in the web of robust swagger and refined jawline. Setting up ginning and juicing as we start the tan in our pubescent essence. Bashful responses, the girded cheeks with dented expressions of her meekness. Kindred kisses kindled by a sweet air. To his grandeur and mannerism, the taste of manna. Warm breath in the color of cream, the clouds and heaven's flowing streams of rain. The rain we sought for, thunder would strike and we saw more. Dipping between the steam and bubbling with humet and hyssop when we would feather into kissing doves. I could hear you like a blaring trumpet in between my seconds of transition and dreams. Awaken my skin with memories of imagination. Just the thought of hands combing the definitive lines and curves of palms leave my troubles afar. Even share telepathic stares. The frequency of laughter, shofar stars and sunsets. We are indwelling in agape. Yeah. We are touching its womb, we are cradling its milk on our lips. We are dancing in a juniper. June. We are flaming in cool. We
We lift the bowls of its incense and dance. We illuminate like jade, jasper, quartz, and topaz. We are diamonds dipped in lemonade, golden with no words spoken. We are love. We are love. We are love, 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 love. We are love. And we love. Let me tell you something. That's so agape. I'm gonna play with. Peace.
This is not an erotic piece. Rather, it is one about falling into a no-landing zone, about how they keep on falling. See, this is a poem serving as truth serum, reminiscing of an event, the encounter and experience as a result of the efforts of his endeavor that took place all within a single embrace that shook dried ink from each page as words became wet by their stage presence. As they looked upon each other as more than entertainment, he saw energy that needed containment. So he booked her schedule with his time, his mind, his body, and his brilliance. But see, not his spirit. But A, it's okay because she's the most important. She'd be number one if home wasn't in front of box office. He gives her all the benefits of connection, love and affection, sensual touches and caresses. He longs to pull her hair, so she lets him. He admires her curves, her size, her thighs, singing, her body's on fleek. His scores are record highs and down lows via FaceTime, winning taste tests, hunger games. As she nourishes him, he places wings upon her to soar. He is strength upon cotton sheets and backdrops of four pillows. And each time he tastes her, lifts her, or gifts her to himself, she rubs his chest, trying to, but she can't deny the connection like cotton to felt. No necklace or embellishment, in nude. They each know the other is cut from a different cloth. No longer under wraps, he's packing heat as her softness is the fabric wrapping his heart. And with each breath, he knows a poet is about to start authoring him into a new piece. Feeling his heartbeat, gazing into his eyes as her hair drapes over him. Chemistry lab and class between her thighs. Temps so hot they can no longer rise as she's rubbing his head and kissing his skin. And then she pins a trait of him onto a mental canvas, tan with lime green ink as he penetrates her poetry. No desire to just screw with him. She wants to tighten him up like Tennessee sits tightly between eight states, when in reality the only matter lies in the bluegrass, the physical substance, two bodies subdued by sweet morning dew, the performance a culmination of ambition and knowledge. The significance more than energy, grabbing his head, brain power, sweat dripping, a direct result of synergy, proven by titleless positions and authoritative acts that they do to each other as support mechanisms for one another. Super sexy the scenes as he sings to her, don't leave me alone.
Love jokes, I got love jokes.
as I love just for you.
I can't stop thinking about you. I doubt you know the depth of my heart. Deeper than seas, I want to seize every moment to touch you. In ways that change night to days. I crave your essence. It's like dope to me, dope in me. My dopamine goes crazy when I'm around you. I found you between pain and insane. You change the way I think when I'm in your pink. You pull passion from your love pocket. You're my love Jones. Your skin tone butterscotch. Your sweat sweet peach schnapps. I'm thirsty for your back shots. Let's not go too far, but keep moving. Don't stop. You got me scratching that itch for fixes. Just your smile's dial says it all. You're my favorite withdrawal that turned my wood to stone. Love Jones, my bones ache until I touch you. No one but you makes me feel this way. I don't think you knew, but I got a Love Jones for you. Whisper loudly.
A lovely soliloquy, sang in symphony, shot through the heart of something beautiful, to pull the jewel to the forefront. Soft taps make ripples on still waters, causing hearts content through the lens of harmony. Simplicity is sought, even in a photo that has caught a blissful time of better than this. But this is a charming whistle to the ear. Happy are children who play with joy and friendship, running with the winds, grinding dirt into their knees and elbows. And exhaustion will say, fun well done. Love can be found in a weary head on a satin pillow when it is certain that eyes will close and doze on clouds of muted colors, drifting in one's own mind, refreshing the body and consciousness. Good morning. Sweet is the smell of a flower whose petals open wide, releasing fragrant notes that make you lean forward in aromatic hopes. You and the bees are there in harmony of an aroma that wafted on the breeze through the air. Happy are these feet that dance on cool early morning sands. Tonight, I will frantically paint the sunset in pastel crayon, capturing all its phases until I'm using just the black and shimmer. There I go again, remembering a thought that's tender like a snowflake in winter. As it falls gently onto a snowdrift, as captivating as bubbles blown below freezing temps, iridescent crystals floating, collapsing when we touch them, helping to draw a seesaw's exaggerated silhouette, heads tilted in wonder. and this, writ one on lined pages with scented ink and thoughtful pauses. Every little bit counts when it is something beautiful.
Dear love, thoughts and memories are leaking from my eyes down my face. I'm a wreck, and it shows up all over the place. I've been trying to hold myself together, but I'll be honest with you, I'm not doing a very good job. I see people who are related to me being put in situations that they needn't be. If a person who says that they love you will hit you, call you a bad name or pull out a gun, that is not love. No, sir, ma'am, not for anyone. I've been emotional since I returned home. I've been lonely without you, and I feel alone. My body craves your touch, and I miss you so much. We're best friends, making new poetry and memories, forming a great bond and building a family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm grateful that you asked me to be your wife. I wrote this piece when I met the last man who proposed to me, and I'll be honest with you, I don't really have any ex-boyfriends, just husbands and fiancés. I'm blessed, and I know this. I don't take anything for granted, and I hope that it shows. See, every breath that I breathe, every beat of my heart, maybe my last, who knows? Tomorrow isn't promised to anyone. So I give people their flowers while they're living. I don't want to have regrets when you've gone on to be with the Lord. And I'm sorry, that's just the beginning. I've lost so many. I mean, I took so many L's. I lost people who were in their infancy of life and didn't even get to grow into who they were meant to be. So more than anything else, I love my friends and my family. I'm blessed to have you in my life, and I'm so happy that God decided that once again he would allow me to become a wife. I can't wait to be with you again. I've been basking in the sun and the moon. That's your light where everything is bright. So thanks, baby. Safety is amazing. This passion is electric. We are polar opposites, yet it is magnetic. I prefer to love without fright, and you made me know it was okay. So I will do it one more again and pray this time I finally get it right. I'm Gina Storm. Thank you for listening.
Healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see it. I can see the pain of slight feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scar. The scars that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your visual meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. So because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scabs off old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of, please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you are holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason,
their advice at that particular time appears to be right, because these are your friends who are giving you this advice, and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs or sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flow from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the skull. You feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness. And it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
She's frozen heat. All that she's felt can't seem to melt her tried life. She developed dry ice to comfort her 7 pounds beating, bleeding love in dark light. Even her bed sheets part like Red Sea's beloved is cold-blooded, yet star-studded. She manages to shine like the ice in her jewelry. Her duty is callous, the saddest heartbeat complete. Her song is costly, killing her softly. Her degree stays on freeze, frozen. Hoping someone felt her melt just a little. A nice start is to offer her the fire of love for her iced heart. Shivering, delivering hail, hoping the indent in her heart can be read like braille. Trying not to fail at chilling temperature when raised unexpectedly, especially when she feels snowed in. She becomes blinded in ice rays as her ice age. She can barely beat beating heat that tries to infiltrate her mind state. It appears to be hate, but it's hurt. Ice cream, I love you. Even when your puddles melted, I felt it like living water. You are destined to make greatness survive, as you have for so long. You are ice strong. Within you, I'm frozen.
Our love was once a wide open highway that was previously a wide and spacious road. It was started by kids cutting this way through the grass. To hear it is a comical distract. It's all abstract until it is your story that's being told. A thin line is cold. The precipice volatile venomous spits and they drape like icicle sticks from high up atop a bottomless pit. And the path is ever slick. And each step is a potential slip with no handrails to grip. It's like unknowingly going on a one-way trip to the precipice of Everest without a stitch to protect from the elements. My love has dragged me here naked. How could this once love that I vigorously pursued turn about to hunt me? And every shot near my head ends with eh. I tried to miss. That's a way of saying you promised me happiness. Oh, why has my treasure that was once sweet to the palate become face-twisting bitterness? Extraness. It all reeks of excrement. My heart groans between screaming expletives as it drops and shatters with no one to pick it up. So I dust myself off, leaving more emotional blood in the dirt. What is my worth? Alive, but under the earth. Put it this way. If the sky is positive, the ground is neutral, then my graph should surely be negative. In this place where I am, there are sure to be raindrops there. Because I am underwater, strapped to a chair at the bottom of the Marianas, was my constant companion, despair. I have killed her honor by not being honest, and it is her pain that makes my heart break. She screams, "Pay attention in class." But the lesson is the handwriting on the wall. Poem.
Mommy's here. I sit between her legs. I squirm in anticipation of the comb pulling through my ear. I wince in pain as the comb hits a tangle. Mommy is not too gentle. The frustration emanates from her. I don't mind the momentary pain. I am sitting between my mommy's legs. I am connected to her for this moment in time. The love I feel consumes me. Her focus is on me alone. The tangle has been untangled. The comb glides through my hair. The comfort that this simple but routine action gives is indescribable. She then scratches my head to loosen the dandruff before washing my hair. Laying on the counter with my hair hanging off the edge, water running through my hair. Shampoo is applied to my scalp. The rhythmic scrubbing is soothing to the inner her child. After the shampoo, the drying of my hair, then the parting of my hair. The application of sulfur 8 mixed with hair grease, all done while sitting between her legs. It's a place of safety and perceived love. She must love me if she cares for my appearance. I deduce with my childish heart. Now here comes the instrument that strikes fear for my precious ears and scalp. The hot comb that straightens the most stubborn curls into submission. Hearing the grease sizzle, praying it doesn't sizzle my hair, leaving that burnt hair smell permeating through the ear. Now comes the best part. Torn paper bag strips used to curl my hair. It's a special occasion tomorrow. It's the first day of school. This memory plays in my head as I rake the comb through my mommy's hair. The feeling of love is overwhelming as I comb my mommy's hair. The roles have been reversed. I now take care of my mommy's hair. I stand behind her. She sits in the chair, feeling the love with each stroke. I roll her hair with foam rollers with precision. It's a connection that can't be replaced. It's a natural progression of the parent-child relationship. I now get to pour my love into my mommy's hair. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
Lover, let me adore you. I want to declare my love for you to the universe. Let me call your name to the sun and stars. Let me scream my devotion to the ocean's depths, to the earth's molten core. Why should any corner of the cosmos be denied your radiance? Let the galaxies themselves crave your divine embrace as I do. United, we were intoxicated on verse. I want to caress you like the wild seas wave on the sandy shore. Endlessly, endlessly, pulling back some small grain of you to myself with each retreat until our atoms dance intertwined, the electric nuclear tango of fusion. Let me be your satellite, your moon, circling slowly around the edge of your magnificence, you always in my gaze and I caught in the gravitational pull of tantric longing, wanting, wanting. Dizzy with desire for your presence, consume me as the candle's flame in the air as it lights absorbs the darkness till our essences are one. Devoted, admiration, I need no altar to kneel upon because you are my mantra and my reason. No question where my devotion resides. It's here within the monochromatic moments, the starving artistic mouth whispers your name. Tears of joy rain upon fragrant flower petals, and vespers within the evening breeze that douse the flames of two hearts at war. Because, my darling, you are my Mecca, and I, your pilgrim.
Our talks are blow-ups, as in conversations that leave traces of debris.
Our walks are races as I try to keep up with your pace. If your feet could defy gravity, would you and I be? My energy takes zero seats in fear of you experiencing and enjoying skipping to a new beat. Our love is liquid as in it's already been gained from. Greed, shame us. Our entire portfolio of teamwork and love investment has subconsciously been liquidated. All of our assets, which have led to our anger toward each other, is our motivation internally as frustration creates fire because we get pissed. And then our thin line shows. And our thin line is between love and spite. We live for love one moment, and the next we do wrong, believing that two of them might make one fucked up right. Our sacrifice is good hurting. Arrogantly, we wager collateral items in certainty that we will forever be. And from each other, we drain profits. You've consistently stolen my knowledge, and I take accountability because I love the makeup, which is why I falsely bought it. And we take impending news, and we mask any bruise, and we highlight the perfections of I do's in times of lingerie. And when you lead the way, because our comfort is sought in closure, occurring in moments heated when clothes have been removed, and we are two individuals bare, but from us warmth exudes. And when I move slowly, after tiny beads of sweat have fallen from you unto me, we are proven greater than gravity, chemistry, and all theories, even the Big Bang, because what hangs and what we reach for and touch, what's between us is more than lust. It's the epitome of the world versus us. The burden abrasively wearing on us with no bearing upon our love, because we are love, life, poetry, words, writings, paintings, art, acceptance, and irrelevance. And realistically, our greatest is coming.
The other day, I walked through the mountains in my mind. I trekked over the heights, and I slid into the valleys, and I tepidly walked into a cave. Braving the shrill of bats in the field of sliminess, from both the multi and the no-legged varieties, and for my efforts, I emerged wiser. I walked down to my shore, to wash myself in a bluer-than-blue sea. Inhaling of this beauty, I dove into the waters and searched the depths for long-lost treasure, not easily brought up, even when found. But at the end of this trial, I managed to pull another chest back to my cave. Next, I went to my woods, where I pulled my machete and started chopping through the vegetation of wilderness unkept, hacking and slashing until I reached the clearing, where I sat at the stump of the great fallen cedar. I sat there and I stared into the eyes of a bear, an eagle, and a rat for hours, while being jeered at by a hyena and a jellyfish. I grew weary of this game, so I left, to walk poolside of one of my many oases of refreshment, taking in its delights of food, drink, love, and procrastination. Full, I closed my eyes, and another day wore by, just for me to awaken, plummeting from a towering cumulonimbus that looked like Everest only in the sky. I'm falling, falling, falling. But I am not afraid, because I see a sea of cool night sand rushing up to meet me. I also see a table, an umbrella, a chair, and 1 liter of water, of which I did not partake, because I knew this was a trap. So I sat there in the chair at this table with a cloth canopy for cover, and I stared, scanning the distance, as the horizon's edge started to glow from the sun,
and its radiant effects have already started licking the water from my body, trying to find a way to dry my will and my bones. I know that if I walk my line straight, straight as an arrow right towards the heart of the sun, I might just live. And this is all I remember of this day. Exhausted and roasted, I walk to the edge of this oven to plant my face in a cool meadow of tall grass, being refreshed by the giant drops of dew. And the dew reflects the moon's light, glowing the way to quench my thirst. And like an animal, I lapped. And the water burned so good, searing my swollen tongue. It felt like razor blades as the water cut pathways through my collapsed throat. And I could feel my healing commence, being serenaded by the animals of the night. For they saw me from far off when the feet were dredging through white-hot sands, heated by the big ball of fire until I was driven mad, walking in circles like a man drunk from cheap wines because self-fermentation is the only help heat offers to dying men. A large drink from a cup of madness, the madness to not understand that a man is near his end. But I lay here, breathing, cooling, and rejuvenating in this meadow, having survived all these trials. But now, I must become conscious to live. And I attest to all the things said in this poem are true, because this poem was an inception of my mind. Poem.
All right, on behalf of Mr. Metaphoria and myself, we appreciate y'all for coming out, sitting with us, laughing with us. It was fun. It was fun. It was something different for us to go ahead and do. But I encourage y'all to keep writing love poetry, even though it may not be your main genre. From time to time, go ahead and refresh yourself by writing some love poetry. Sky's the limit. You can reach as far as you can with the boundaries. And if it has been a love that you have never experienced yourself, but you have wanted that love, you can write to that love. Appreciate y'all for coming out. By the way, get y'all raw links. Get your raw links. Much love to y'all. Y'all take care. And see if I go, let me shut the show down and put pink stuff up and everything else. All right. The show will be ending in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.